A big thank you to the sponsor of this series of FFS, My Dad is Martin Kemp, Norwegian Cruise Line, or NCL for short. Can you believe that not that long ago we were sailing the Caribbean, Dad?
Honestly, Ro, take me back. I mean, what were your highlights?
I'm not going to lie. I went into it prepared to love the Encore Speedway, one of the only racetracks at sea, and an NCL exclusive experience, or probably the Aquapark, featuring two multi-story water slides. I mean, come on. But I actually love the downtime.
Tell me about it. We couldn't get you out of the spa. What was that treatment you loved again?
It was the LMS facial, actually. What about you? What were your highlights?
For me, it was the food and drink. You, me and Shirley, we probably ate the best we've eaten in years. I mean, there was so much to choose from every night.
Yeah, I remember well. You struggled to choose.
Yeah, I mean, it was a challenge, wasn't it? Was I in the mood for steak or perhaps popping into the French bistro, a Japanese restaurant, or even that Italian cuisine? I tell you what, Ro, I just enjoyed it all.
Yes, I remember very well. You were looking through the menu for 2 hours. Norwegian Cruise Line offers more with its brand new More at Sea package. More to see, more to do, more to enjoy. You don't wear shorts a lot, do you?
I don't really. No, I feel a little bit... I'm quite happy in shorts, but I'm more of a kind of like trouser man. I feel a little bit of a dad, though, to tell you what I'm wearing.
Why? What are you...
I do, kind Why? Of like blue denim shirt and some slacks.
Slacks?
Yeah. And I've got the leather jacket on over the shirt, which I always find odd, because usually you're meant to wear a T-shirt under a leather jacket, aren't you?
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I never wear the shirt.
Yeah, but I've got a shirt on with the leather jacket, and I'm not sure where I'm at, because it's not really me.
Did you ever ride a bike? Did you ever had a bike?
No, I've only been on one once, and it fell over on me, and my leg got stuck to the exhaust, and I left a whole ton of skin on the exhaust, where it was boiling hot. Yeah, and then after that, I gave up.
How would you feel if I got a bike?
I'd be terrified. Terrified. Everybody I know that has a bike has come off.
Because I get a bike every day.
I know you do. Yeah.
So, can I just say, I want to shout these guys out because they're the hardest working team of people.
Yeah.
This ain't no ad. But like, basically, there's this thing. And everyone always goes, what? Yeah. That's a thing? And I'm like, yeah, it's a thing. So in the in the wonderful world of celebrity and whatever, right? You know, that rubbish. There is a service called Limo Bike.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. Just nearly stopped you, bro.
No. No, there's a service called Limo Bike, right? And the lads are great. So there's like five, there's like a kind of team of five different lads who are like all, a lot of them are like MotoGP proper riders, right? And basically, you call them up, and you say, I need to get to the airport for this time. And they go, all right, I'll be outside. And then you turn up outside and they've got a helmet for you and you sit on the back of a motorbike and they bomb it to the airport.
But that is not a motorbike. That is an armchair on two wheels.
No, it's a police bike.
I know it is. Yeah. But what I'm saying is not...
Right, it's not like a...
Yeah.
No, but they go...
I think it's
blam.
They right? are absolutely yeah. amazing. They're like giant Harleys, aren't they?
Yeah, they're massive. Yeah. But like, so I get that around town.
It's like a shed on wheels.
Yeah, that you get in. Yeah, but like people go to me, but whenever they go, oh, how did you get here? I go, I got a bike here. And they go, well, you cycled all that way. I was like nah. I said, no, someone else rides it. And they go, what, like a tuk-tuk?
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah. It's like a proper motorbike. But doing that, I've done that for 10 years.
See, the problem is you don't care about your hair. Don't care what it looks like.
No.
Yeah, go on, do the one show.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
When I get on one of those, I get out and I look like a pancake.
Yeah.
Because my hair is just flat.
Yeah. But I don't know. Because I get car sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Genuinely, I get car sick.
What,
right?
You don't get sick in those?
Nah.
They're weaving all in and out of traffic.
Nah, because, like, listen, it's me with the rider, right?
Yeah.
We've got Bluetooth headset, so we're just chatting.
Yeah.
Right? I know more about those guys, and they know more about me than probably you.
Have you got a deal going with this?
No, I don't. I swear, like,
firm.
No, I don't. I genuinely, like, I just always find it shocking that no one knows. And I'm always like, and it's only like, and it's literally, what's so funny is there's like a handful of presenters that do know about it. And so we're all just doing the same thing. It's like me.
They're all the ones with a bad haircut.
No, it's not. Well,
with it's flat
me,
head.
It's me, Ben Shepherd.
Yeah, go on.
Fern Cotton.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fern does it.
Yeah.
Me, Ben Shepherd, Fern Cotton, Kate Garraway.
Kate.
But then, yeah, and like there's like a handful of us that use it, yeah. And like no one else knows about it. And I always feel bad because I'm like it's the best thing. Oh, all of like, you know, like Gary Neville.
Yeah.
Gary Neville, all of the pundits, they all use it to go to the football stadiums.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. It is.
Gary Neville most probably owns it.
He doesn't. No, he doesn't. But what I will say is that what I mean by that is that it gave me that bug because now I want a motorbike.
You don't. Don't
I do, but Dad, I'm basically on a motorbike.
Mum will go mental.
I'm on a motorbike near on every day for 10 years.
If you get a motorbike, Mum will be worried sick every time you say I'm going out.
So basically, just don't tell her, just buy it.
Don't tell me either. Because I will worry. Yeah, I will worry. Everybody I know who's got a motorbike has come off at one point. I saw a bad one the other day.
I'll give you the option right now, because this is a good parenting thing, right? Yeah. You can tell me right now, and I'll give you the opportunity to tell me yes or no, do I do it?
No, don't do it.
Okay, I won't do
it. Don't do it. As a parent, I would be worried sick every time you said to me, I would try and play it cool. I would try and be, okay, that's good, bro. Yeah, you get your motorbike, get a nice big one, get the Harley or something.
Yeah.
Trying to play it cool. But there's seed in my stomach that would feel sick every time I knew you were going out on that bike. Because the amount of people that I know with bikes, everyone's come off.
I won't do it.
At some point, everyone, you know, will tell you the story about, you know, a broken leg or broken arms.
No, the one thing I understand about it is that if you have a crash, it's you versus a massive piece of metal.
Yeah.
And the metal's going to come up.
Listen, if you have that same crash in a car, no matter what the car is like, you're going to be all right.
Didn't you see a crash once? You saw a crash once.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
a car crash. No, motorbike crash.
Motorbike crash.
I always remember you telling me a story about you saw a motorbike crash.
Remind me. What
Someone went up in the air.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was going to work one day early in the morning and a motorbike was coming across and he jumped a red light, to be honest.
Yeah.
And his car went into him and the bike, the bike rider just went up in the air about 10 foot.
Well, that's that dream crush, so thanks for that.
Yeah. Other dreams you won't crush you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, we've had a lot of people saying that they want us to chat about pop culture. Now, I don't know what that really means.
Pop culture?
Yeah, because I feel like we talk about pop culture anyway.
We do. You can't avoid talking about pop culture because that's the nature of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
I spent 10 years talking about pop culture on the radio.
Pop culture. No, that's not pop culture. That's pop music.
No, but Dad, within that, you talk about everything. You talk about... I still know what I think my favourite moment ever in pop culture is.
What?
I don't know if I want to... You want to bring it up straight away? The best moment of... Well, I say best.
Yeah.
Most shocking moment of the last 25 to 26 years, whatever it is, right? Hands down. I remember where I was when I saw it.
Go on.
Will Smith slapping Chris Rock.
Yes. Yes.
I have never in my life seen anything like
No.
Like that for me was like, what? I remember when I saw it the first time. We were driving into work because obviously, you know, the Oscars happen overnight.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, you know, the time difference. And usually when I was getting up for Capital, it was just wrapping up.
Yeah.
Or it was just finishing or whatever. And I remember looking at my phone and in the cab on the way to work and watching it. And I was like...
You couldn't take it in, could you?
It was like... was it CGI? Like, I honestly thought it was CGI. Like, I was like...
Well, do you remember? Everyone was saying, oh, was it fixed? It wasn't fixed.
No.
It was... But in people's brain, that was the easy way out, that you could get your brain to accept it.
Yeah.
That... Oh yeah, it's fixed. You know, it made sense saying that, but it wasn't.
It was the most outrageous thing I've ever seen. Like the whole build up to it as well. He makes a G.I. Jane joke, right?
That's went deeper than that.
Because they have a relationship. History. Yeah, they've got a little bit of history. Yeah, but still, like, nothing is worth hitting someone.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? But then I knew it was real because you know when he says, you know, keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Yeah.
And then like he says it again.
Yeah.
And then he goes, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Like that. And he's like, but you can see it. And it's like, I only knew it was real when I realized they haven't got a microphone on Will Smith.
On Will Smith, he's just shouting.
He's just shouting.
Yeah.
And you know, you're like, oh, it's real.
Yeah.
And then he just, the way he bowls up and doesn't punch him. I think as a, you know, this is not in the wrong way. I would just say from a male perspective, from being a man, I think if another man slaps you, that's more embarrassing than them punching you in the face.
Yeah, yeah, it's degrading.
Yeah.
It's a degrading moment, I agree.
Like slapping someone,
from
man to man, slapping is worse. I don't know what the female equivalent would be.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it, I don't know what it would be.
Well,
but
I suppose it's the same, is it?
I don't know.
I don't think there's a difference in that.
I don't know, because when we were kids, Harley used to slap, not punch. But do you know what I mean? Like I don't know. But either way. But
Shirley gives me some good tongue lashings every now and then. No, all right.
What?
Bro, I'm not going there.
What?
I'm not going there. Don't even look at me that way. Right? You know exactly what I mean when I say tongue lashing.
What the actual fuck does that mean?
Oh, come on.
That is horrendous. That's the worst thing you've ever said.
You know exactly what
I mean. I can see the headline.
Hang on.
Now.
Yeah, I can see it if you carry on any further.
That is horrendous. Tongue lashings. Fuck.
But she's good at it. She's good at the old tongue lashing. You know, she will know when to and how to put me down.
God, thank God you said down.
Oh, man. I love coming in here talking to you. I never laugh as much, you know, when I'm out and about. Even with my mates, I don't laugh. What mates? I know,
exactly.
Say it.
Yeah, exactly.
But when I never laugh as much as when I'm sitting here with you.
Good, talking
it
to makes
you.
Me feel sick. Glad someone's enjoying it.
Anyway,
but yeah, but like when I saw that when he slapped him,
yeah,
that for me was like I couldn't believe what I was watching. Like, and I was like, and to be fair, yeah, can I say this?
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair, Chris Rock took it well.
Oh my goodness!
If you're gonna take
that
a slap,
was a pro.
I just mean like I'm on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, I mean physically. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Because he has...
So someone, let's just say, right?
Yeah.
So you are standing up presenting the Oscars.
Yeah.
And someone walks up to you, no matter who it is, right? And they slap you. What do you do? What do you do?
I like to think that... No, I headbutt him.
You
I don't.
You know,
that's
your career in a
totally.
Thing as well.
I think I like to think that I would do the same thing as him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I do,
he looked like the bigger man.
Chris Rock looked like
the man on that.
Absolutely.
One. Yeah.
Chris Rock, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what I will say, to then maintain cool and move on to the next bit of the show.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like probably the best presenting I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Because of that situation, the best presenting I've ever witnessed is that moment. Because you're off your head.
Yeah.
Like imagine, like, also,
you can't
how tall
brain,
is Will Smith?
How do you put your brain back together?
Will Smith is how tall? He's like 6'3".
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's tall. He's a big guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's bigger than you think.
And he smacks you hard around the face. I'm hitting the deck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on the floor. He doesn't even fall down. I was more impressed from that side of it. I was like, you just stood on his feet.
Do you know what I didn't understand? Is why Will Smith didn't get the police
around.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably Chris Rock.
Why didn't he charge him?
Why Chris Rock didn't charge him?
Yeah, yeah. Why didn't Chris Rock charge him?
Because I think there was a sense of embarrassment,
done.
I think, from both.
I would have got the police in. I would have said that's
assault. Yeah. Well, it is assault.
Assault anywhere. If someone smacks you in the face like that, and let's be fair, you know, you got enough evidence.
I don't know. I think, like, would I get the police involved? I don't think I would.
I don't know. That'd be a big thought in my mind.
If
someone hits you and brings their violence to you,
yeah,
then you've got to have some kind of way to get back.
But do you not think that the whole world has just seen that and just think, I don't even need to do anything?
Yeah.
I'm someone
know where you're coming from.
I think this about all of those
public execution things or whatever it is, I don't agree with when someone is that far down. You know, that's why when it's, you know, when it's newspaper articles and then it's just like barrage after barrage after barrage. I don't believe that when someone is already on the floor, you should kick them again.
I'm glad to hear that.
I don't think that.
I'm glad to hear that, but it would take a lot for me not to walk outside and call the police and say I've just been assaulted.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that if I was the host in that sense, right? So imagine like that was me hosting the Oscars.
Yeah.
Someone come up and hit me around the face. And I called you.
Yeah,
I would tell you I'm just leaving that because you got to think there's a massive sense of embarrassment. But there's a massive sense of embarrassment from Chris Rock's side because that is his biggest moment in his career.
But also, if you called me and you said, "Dad, what should I do?" I would most probably say, "Ro, walk away from it."
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I know that would be me giving you advice. But in my heart, I think if someone walks up and slapped me, I would.
Have you ever been punched in the face?
No, I was punched in the chest once. Hard enough to like stop me breathing. You know, when you like, you can't breathe. Yeah. I was walking down Tottenham Court Road, right? Thinking, oh yeah, life's good, you know? And I was Steve Owen in EastEnders.
Yeah.
Tottenham Court Road on my own. You know, like you don't want people to recognise you. So I've got my hat on, my baseball cap, and my head's down a little bit. So my eyes are like, not looking what's in front of me, but I'm looking down at the pavement, you know, and I was walking to Groucho's. Do you know that club?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of Tottenham Court Road. And someone walks up to me, completely out of blue, said, "Steve Owen, I owe you this," and punched me as hard as they could in the chest, in my rib cage.
Yeah.
Right? I could not breathe. I was like, all I could do was look up and see him running up the road.
Did anyone say anything?
No one. Everyone just moved around, avoided it. And I was standing in the floor, you know, on the pavement, just struggling for breath because it winded me. Steve Owen.
I'll never forget. I get punched quite a lot.
See that, EastEnders, that's a good bit of pop culture.
I get punched quite a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who by?
Football. It happens a lot. Like
I know.
Elbows to the face.
I know. But don't
people pulling my hair. I had one bloke put his entire fist in my mouth. Like, I never forget. That was the most scared I think I've ever been.
Yeah.
This bloke was massive.
Yeah.
This bloke was massive. I mean, he just didn't like me.
But he's lucky you've got a big mouth.
Yeah. But like, he's big. He's a big bloke. And he just didn't like me. Like, I didn't, listen. On the pitch, I swear to God, I don't say anything. When we play football, I don't like go anywhere near it. When the boys get in a fight or anything like that kicks off,
you can't. Yeah,
no, I'm nowhere near.
Yeah.
So anyway, then this one guy just like he was fixated on me.
Yeah.
And then it was a tackle and it was fine. And then he turns around and he gets his whole hand.
Yeah.
And he like goes like. in my mouth, right? And all of a sudden I'm being pulled forward through my jaw like that. And I'm going, what is this? And then the next thing I hear is just like this, bang, like that. I look up and the bloke's like, on the floor, because one of my other mates has got him. And he was like, bro, he had your brother mouth.
Yeah.
I was like, what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
That was bad.
Do you know what?
That was really bad. When you play soccer age, you're like, this is great.
Yeah, but I'll tell you the truth. You know, when I was playing football, I used to play football when I was younger.
Yeah.
It's why I gave up.
I quite like it, though. I do like it because it's a bit
what,
fun.
What, people grabbing you in the mouth?
No, that was wild.
Getting hold of your
that
tongue.
That was wild. But I do like the fact that like you can have a bit of exertion in testosterone. Yeah, yeah. Because don't get me wrong, and listen, this is the case for 99% of the time. You finish the game and you both shake hands and you say, fantastic game, well done, well played.
Did you shake hands with the guy who grabbed your jaw?
No,
I would not.
I see him every... I play against him every 6-7 weeks.
Has he said anything?
Nah, to be honest, do you know what we honestly do? Honestly, it's the one team that I do it, and it's the one team where I say to Charlie, you know, I say just switch.
You might,
I say just switch. I say, and you know, my mates like just switch.
At the end of the day, right? The level that you're playing at, it's a game.
But we've gone away from our pop culture thing. But yeah, but long story short, I think that for me is the moment. Will Smith getting absolutely raging.
and sapping him.
I agree with you.
Unreal.
That is up there. That is up there with the, one of the greatest pop culture moments ever.
Yeah, I know it's a negative.
Pop culture?
No, but I know it's a negative.
Pop
but
culture
like...
is a moment in time or a thing that becomes iconic, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, for me, one of the things that shocked me the most was at the Brits one year. Do you remember when Madonna falls down the stairs?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Poor
was
old
great.
Madonna.
No, but a great moment.
Yeah, it was a great moment. Like, as in pop culture.
Great moment.
But it wasn't great for her.
I'm pretty sure I was there. Hang on.
What?
I think I was in the room.
Were you?
That was the first Brits I ever worked at.
Oh, yeah.
That was
what
the first
were you
Brits
doing?
I ever worked at. I was working for Capital.
Right.
I was doing all the interviews backstage.
Oh, okay.
And I remember someone saying, oh my God, Madonna's just fallen off the stage.
So you weren't in the audience and saw it?
No, I was backstage.
So you weren't there.
I was.
Well, you weren't there watching Madonna.
Oh, I didn't see it live with my eyes.
Oh,
I didn't see it live.
Now we're getting it.
Oh, I didn't
right? So you weren't there.
No, but I was in the vicinity. I was probably about 20 foot away from her cape.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right. But I remember the shock in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and everyone going...
Tell me about
and
it.
And it's, well, it was all that everyone was saying. Everyone was just saying she's come off stage.
Yeah.
And then everyone couldn't stop laughing.
Right? You can't. I was laughing my head off.
If people fall over, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
I can't help but laugh. But people falling over is the funniest thing to me ever.
Falling over.
If you fell over,
in a swimming pool.
I'd really laugh. And it would take me a lot to,
yeah.
to not to work out if you're right.
I fell over recently, right? I was in Watford High Street going to this shop. And you know, they put those big bollards, like they're really big. Like it's about 2 foot by 2 foot round ball.
Yeah.
Right? It was like meant to look nice, but in reality, it's a bollard.
Yeah.
A 2 foot round ball. And before I know it, I'm rolling around on top of this round ball because I walked backwards into it. And Shirley's saying, Martin, what are you doing? Martin. Next minute, she burst out laughing, right? She's laughing her head off. I'm lying on the floor because I've rolled off of this ball. And people around me going, it's Martin Kemp. What's he doing? Yeah.
I see. Yeah. People falling over is the funniest thing. Like, so that's why whenever people slip, who was it that, when Gemma Collins went through the floor, that was.
Oh.
And listen, I like Gemma,
priceless.
She's really nice.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She's great.
She's a lovely
great.
Girl. Lovely.
But, and I know.
But it's priceless.
But the problem
moment.
Is, yeah, the problem is that, fuck, it hurts, like, fuck. Like,
yeah.
like, you know those, you know the risers?
Yeah,
that they
yeah,
have, you know,
of course
so the thing. Like, they're deep drops.
Yeah.
Like, deep drop. And like, but when people fall in them, it's funny. Like, it's funny. It happened another time I was at the Brits. It was Katy Perry had a load of houses, like,
right.
on stage. It was
it
was like people with, like,
yeah, yeah.
you could just see their legs, but they were, had houses, right? So they're, like, walking around. Yeah. One of the houses just went straight off the stage. It was hilarious.
Did you see that one, or were you backstage?
I saw that one.
Oh, you saw
I saw that one.
So you were there.
I was there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like people falling over, like, is really a harsh one because... Like, I know it hurts because, like, you know, everyone falls over in their life, but and it really does hurt. The Gemma one was an iconic clip. Like, I know she really hurt by it, and you know. I'd still say it to her now.
I fell over once on stage, right? I was in Japan, in Tokyo, and I'm playing with a band, and we're in the middle of the gig, and I fell over, and I dislocated my arm. Right, and I'm laying on the floor.
Huh? On stage.
On stage. I'm laying on the floor. I'm in agony.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm expecting, like, someone to come, like a doctor to come on.
Yeah.
But the roadie came on. The roadie came on and he pulled my arm and it went back in straight away.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
The roadie put my arm.
Yeah, because you like pull it, don't you? And then it like kind of slips back.
The roadie put my arm back in. And so I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Because I was in absolute agony. So I'll get through the gig. And then.
What arm was it?
My left arm.
Your left arm? So what, your playing arm?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, both of them I play with.
Yeah, but
I use both of them, don't I?
Yeah, but your left one means that you've
it
got a bent elbow.
Arm. Yeah, the one with the bent elbow that's holding the neck of the guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was dislocated. That was in agony. And so I'm thinking, what are they going to do? They're going to send me to a doctor or something, give me some really good drugs, you know, so I can get through the next few gigs. And they instead of that, they sent me to an acupuncturist. Right, who put about 1,000 tiny little needles all in my skin around my shoulder, as if that was going to do anything.
Right.
Right, but I had to go on stage the next day with 1,000 little needles on my shoulder, stuck under a sticking plaster, and that was where my strap for the guitar was going to rest. So every time I moved, I was in agony, not from the dislocated shoulder, but from all the little needles.
Oh, no. See, that's it.
That was embarrassing, though.
But I think, yeah, I mean, Madonna at the Brits was...
It went from 2,000 Japanese kids screaming, right?
Yeah.
To 2,000 Japanese kids laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
In a moment.
The Brits do have a lot of, like, big moments, though. Like, a lot of those, like, iconic moments. But the thing is, obviously, it's so English.
I could tell you one.
Go on.
The Britney kiss.
And Madonna.
Yeah.
Was that the Brits?
Britney and Madonna. Yeah, it was a bit of Brits, wasn't it?
I don't know. I think that was
MTV. Or was it pre-Brits?
No, I think that was MTV. Let me have a look.
Oh, was it?
Madonna.
I got sidetracked by the kiss.
Britney Kiss Awards. No, it wasn't. That was the MTV Video Music Awards.
Oh, was
which,
it?
By the way.
See, that's so male of me, isn't it? I just remembered the kiss.
The kiss, yeah.
Not the where it was.
That was a big moment. I mean, what was that? 2003, that was. 2003. I mean, I remember that. That was my sexual awakening.
Yeah, being
a 10-year-old. but
what a big moment that was.
But the Video Music Awards were the bollocks.
They were.
The MTV Video Music Awards.
They did it right, didn't they?
Yeah, that was like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
It's weird that like a lot of pop culture moments come from award shows though. Because like look at the Kanye West thing. Like not that I really want to talk about Kanye West in this podcast ever. Yeah. But like
you are now.
But that moment where he gets up on stage.
No.
And like Taylor Swift's like accepting her award and he just runs up and goes, "Yo, I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce had the best video of all time."
Yeah.
And then like,
but he dissed her straight away. You know, that's the worst thing I've ever seen.
I can't do that.
But to be fair, you know, we can't get into Kanye West because Kanye West, there's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on. Too much going on that it's pointless even talking about.
Yeah,
genuinely, like,
there's
like,
too much going on in his head.
Yeah,
you can't talk about.
Yeah,
it.
No.
I don't want to give him the airspace as well. To be
honest. Yeah. I mean, it's outrageous. But
not that anyone listens to this.
Sponsoring this series of FFS, My Dad is Martin Kemp, is Norwegian Cruise Line, or NCL for short.
Yeah, now listen, Ro, because I know a thing or two about ships.
Oh, here we go.
Norwegian Cruise Line has been a trailblazer in shaping the Caribbean cruise experience as we know it today. As the first cruise line to offer weekly departures from the Caribbean, NCL revolutionised the industry, right? Making this stunning region more accessible to travellers worldwide. From pioneering the concept of exclusive private islands with Great Stirrup Cay to developing new ports across the Caribbean, NCL's legacy and expertise have solidified its position as a leader in Caribbean cruising.
I mean, wow. Where have you pulled that from? I mean, look, okay, fine. You know a thing or two about ships. I'll take that. Now, one thing, though, that really stood out to me. Did you say private island?
Yeah, I did, Ro. NCL was also the first cruise line to pioneer the concept of an exclusive private island with Great Stirrup Cay.
So you get to actually go to a private island. That's insane.
With NCL's new package, you can now get even more out of your cruise holiday. Norwegian Cruise Line offers more with its brand new More at Sea package. More to see, more to do, more to enjoy.
So here's the story about presenting the Brits that happened from us, from our side.
Yeah.
From my side.
Yeah, go on.
Mad, you know, one of the best at the time. I think it was one of the best moments that I've ever had in my life because I was like, you know, that for me was. I remember when I first started doing any form of presenting.
Mm. That was your goal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember you saying to
only,
me,
only
the,
thing,
the big one for me that I'm all aiming for is the Brits.
Yeah, totally. Like that is like the one, and then we did it, and the day was like mad. You know, we finished it and, you know, I felt so good. Like I remember feeling so, so good.
Yeah.
And then I remember going to the after parties and I looked online, which I shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
I went online and I've never seen that amount of hate for me.
Abuse.
You know, I remember there are a few people that text me saying, just to let you know, like, you actually did a really good job. Yeah. That was like Ramesh Ranganathan text me saying that. Joel Domit text me saying that. You know, good people.
People who understand what you're doing.
Yeah. But to be honest, it was because, like, Myra and Clara didn't get any hate.
Yeah.
It was aimed towards me massively. And it was aimed towards me because, you know, that was just how it was.
Yeah.
And I think when you're doing it as a three and you're the only one that's getting the hate, it was hard. It was really hard.
Ro, I'm going to tell you something. You were really great doing that job.
No, but
it's a tough job to do. That.
But that's why I said
it's one of the toughest presenting jobs on TV.
Yeah, not. But it was only. Night. It was only when I saw it this year, and then I see the same stuff. Like literally, almost. Right. I swear to God, almost verbatim, the articles that are written about. You know, either Jack's hosting, like Jack Whitehall, I thought did brilliantly. I thought he was so funny. I thought he is the perfect.
He was Jack.
For me, he's the perfect person to host that show.
Yeah.
Like he is. And he is the perfect person to host that show.
He was Jack. He didn't do it any different to how he always is.
Totally. Listen, I'm not a comedian.
If you hire him, that's what you get.
Yeah, listen, I'm not a comedian. He is a comedian. Yeah. He's a brilliant comedian. And I think he nailed that job. And I think, but then you look at the headlines and it's like, it's almost literally like someone's just replaced my name with Jack's name, or like this person with this person, or Anna Deck back in the day with James Corden. Whoever hosts it, you get killed. And then it took me back to a conversation that, because when I knew I was doing it,
yeah,
I spoke to as many as the previous hosts as possible, like, because I was like, help me out.
Yeah, yeah.
What do I do here? What do I do? Killed me. Like.
But you moved on now, right? You moved.
Yeah, I've moved on. Yeah, but
it's a good experience, right?
Like, it's taken a year. Yeah, it's taken a year. But because I was scared to go back on TV. I was like, well, fucking, like, if I read that, no one wants me to ever come back to TV ever again.
Yeah.
So I was like, so you know, it's like, yeah, I was like, you know, and I actually think it changed my view on what it is that I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because it's
there's a lesson in this, don't there?
Right? Yeah.
You know, is don't read the stuff, don't read it, Twitter, you know, you've got to take them for what it is. You know, my brother gets affected by Twitter.
Yeah. No, but do you know what it was?
He does his brilliant work. He makes these brilliant albums, make brilliant music. And he only has to get two people trolling him. And he'll call me up and say, Mark, this is what everyone thinks. It's not everyone. It's two people.
No, I know. But do you know what it was? I think it was because I really cared about that job.
I mean, there's other things, isn't there? There's other things in, apart from us, that are iconic.
Yeah. All right. Moving on from my trauma, are you? Just like
I'm trying to move it on, Ro. Yeah.
All right. That's my sob story.
Oh, no, it's a good story.
I just thought
you're boring the shit out of me.
Yeah, I know. But it is that thing of like, I do sometimes, like, I've never said that before. And I think sometimes people watch those things and they go, oh, like, yeah. I mean, they don't realise.
Bro, you've got to stop. Calm down about this. I do know. I understand you were upset. Someone trolled you. It was your ambition. I've got it.
I'm done on it now. I'm done on it now.
Have you got it out?
I've got it out now.
All right.
I've got it out.
But there are other things.
Go on, what's the other thing?
Apart from us.
Go on.
Go on,
what are you going to say? You got punched in the chest. Yeah, go on.
No.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on.
But like toys are part of pop culture as well, aren't they? Toys, movies, you know, things that...
What about that toy I got you?
What toy?
That's the best Christmas gift I've ever seen.
That is the best toy ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Johnny Seven, one man army gun.
Yeah.
See, when we, you know, when I was a kid growing up, the big toy of the moment, right, the toy of the year was a gun. You could never imagine that now.
No.
You know, parents don't give their kids guns anymore.
There was Nerf guns. That was a big thing. That was a big thing.
Yeah. But
Johnny Seven. It was like a big gun that breaks off into separate guns.
It broke off into seven guns, Ro.
Yeah.
Seven ways to kill people from this gun. And it was absolutely the most iconic thing. And it was the toy that when I was a kid, I always wanted. Always, every year I thought I was going to get one, but my mum and dad couldn't afford it because it was cost a fortune. You know, we were paupers.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, you never said you were poor. Yeah.
You know, the most I got is a yo-yo.
Right.
Yeah. And my dad
and that
made,
was a rat's
my
tail.
My dad made that.
Yeah, and that was a rat's tail and a gone off grenade, was it? It was an old grenade from the war and a rat's tail.
And then one Christmas, I'll never forget, a few years back, you gave me a present that was in this kind of like 4 foot.
Did you know it was going to be that?
4 foot by 1 foot box
that
I opened up and it was the Johnny Seven gun.
Yeah.
The toy that I always wanted. And what did I do?
Yeah, you cried, yeah.
I cried my eyes out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about getting the gun. I wasn't crying for that, you know, or getting this piece of plastic or this toy. But it was about all the years. And I think it was more about understanding that my mum and dad couldn't afford it and you could, you know. Do you know what I mean?
Have you somehow brought that back to you being poor again?
Yeah, but it's all of that that's involved in it. All of that emotion was in that kind of...
No, I know. Even it reminds you of you... No. It wasn't anything to do with... I don't think it's anything to do with the actual thing. I think it reminds you of
It
you,
reminded your mum me and dad. Of my mum and dad.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It made me cry my eyes out.
That's a tip. That's a tip for anyone, by the way, that is listening and they're thinking, what do you get the parents? Toys that they didn't get when they were kids.
Old toys. When Gary was 60, I bought him a toy that he had that was the biggest toy in our house at that time.
What was it?
And it was a space toy. It was kind of like a balloon, you know, that you would have a wind machine underneath it, a small kind of like fan.
Yeah.
And it blew this balloon up in the air and it looked like a rocket was taking off. I bought that again for him for his 60th birthday.
But I think when you get older, presents are better if they are nostalgic.
Yeah. They jog your memory.
Yeah. I think it's the reason why I like cards. You know, I like my football cards and Pokemon cards when I was up.
I know. Yeah.
I think I like them because it makes me feel like I'm a kid again.
Yeah.
And that's nice. And, you know, you go back to some form of innocence. I guess I'm trying to think what the toys were when I was little.
I was going to ask you, what are the ones that you remember that are kind of like part of pop culture? Usually it's the toy of the year, isn't
Bop it?
That everyone remembers. Yeah, that was a toy of the year.
Bop It is like that used to get right on my nerves. Yeah.
Right on my nerves. Once I took the batteries out and I made out, I'd lost them. Oh my God.
Pull it. Spin it.
I sneaked into your room one night when you were asleep and I took the batteries out.
Yeah. That was it. I guess when I was a kid, all I would say is in terms of like pop culture, who was the biggest movement in pop culture? Spice Girls.
Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that...
The fact that the Spice Girls movie...
Was that a movement?
The fact that the Spice Girls movie never won an Oscar is an outrage.
Are you winding me up?
It's got Richard E. Grant in it.
You're winding me up, right?
It's got Richard E. Grant in it.
Bro, it's a piece of rubbish.
I just remember that Mel B is having a baby in it or something like that. I think she's having a baby in it. And she
Are goes, you being serious?
She goes, but don't get it out right now. It's going to come out like a cannonball.
The Spice Girls were not a pop culture movement.
Yes, they are.
They were.
Phrase girl power and the whole thing of girl bands is them.
Who else was doing girl power? It wasn't a movement.
Dad, if you claim you standing on stage in a kilt is a movement,
it wasn't just me being a new romantic.
Jerry Halliwell's, you know, Brit's Dress or whatever, and all those types of things. They're all of them are, oh my God, I've just thought of something really funny that we have to tell.
Do you know what you sound like? You sound like a 10-year-old boy. You know, in love with the Spice Girls. In love with Baby Spice.
I was.
And telling me that is a massive pop culture movement.
I remember being about 5 and Harley just teasing me nonstop because I said I liked Baby Spice.
Yeah.
And and even now, every time I see Emma Bunton, she's so nice. Yeah, like, every time I see her, like, I'm always a bit like, that's your first person that you fancy when you're a kid. She's really nice. But I know you don't want me to go back to the Brits, but this is a really funny story that will never get told unless we tell it here. So my dad and I, so I'm talking to you listening.
Yeah.
My dad and I... I had a call with the head of ITV.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest call I've ever had in my life. It's 2 days before the Brits happens. And the call goes like this. Hi, Ro. Yeah. You ready for the show? Yeah, ready for the show. So I just need to speak to you about something. Okay, what is it? We're gonna have to cut one of the sketches. And I said, what do you mean? She goes,
we can't put a sketch on ITV of you wanking off your dad.
Oh God, I remember that. What have we done with our lives? So what does it all come down to, Ro? When I was, you dressed me up as Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Which never went out.
It never went out.
Have you got it? Have you got it on video?
Yeah, I've got it on video.
Oh, man, you got to put it somewhere.
I've got it on video.
You dressed me up in that balloon outfit.
Yeah.
That Sam Smith wears with the giant balloon shoulders and the balloon thighs.
I'm just going to play you the final audio.
Yeah.
I won't show you the video.
You can't get me that Jerry's dress because you have a mum.
Oh, shut up. You look good in that.
Shut up.
Well, it's all gone a bit awkward here now. Maya, back to you.
Poor Clara.
Really?
Poor Clara having to watch that and go through with that. Long story short, yeah, there's a lost video of what looks like something very sordid and potentially incestuous that never went out. And
thank
I've wondered
God for
why.
That, Ro. Thank God it didn't go out.
I think people would have liked it. That could have been a moment.
And it could have been iconic.
That could have been a moment.
Yeah.
That could have been a moment. Do you remember that moment where Roman and Martin Kemp thought it was okay to put video of them wanking each other off? To be fair to ITV, I think they were less worried about people's perception and more worried about my career.
So we've done all this. We've got to the end of pop culture. We've sorted it all out.
Well, we haven't really. We just spoke about ourselves.
Well, yeah.
But there's always...
Let's be fair. You spoke about you.
Yeah. Fair.
Because you never once mentioned Live Aid. And I was sitting there waiting. When's he going to cue me in? And he hasn't.
We'll do Live Aid another day.
Yeah.
Do you know what? What I'd prefer.
I was waiting all day for a Live Aid.
Yeah, but I'll give you a Live Aid special if you want. I'll let other people message in all the questions they ever wanted to know about Live Aid.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea. Let's do that.
Including any questions about. We'll do it as its own episode.
All right. Yeah.
I'll do it
so
as its own episode.
So people can ask any questions, anything they want
about how it happened from start to finish. What's the deal? What's this? And you have a good old think about it.
All right.
And we'll come back and we'll chat about it.
All right, yeah.
All right, well, look, that was good. That was funny. If you've got any pop culture moments that you did love, do let us know. But also give us a like, subscribe on the YouTube and all that jazz and everything like that. I'm sure our lawyers in this episode will be working to see what we can and can't say.
Yeah, it must probably go out. It must probably be 2 minutes long, this one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I think we've covered quite a lot. Thanks so much, Lizzy. That was FFS, My Dad is Martin Kemp podcast with my dad and me. Remember, as well as listening, you can watch this as a full video if you want. It's released on YouTube every Wednesday. Review, comment, rate it, all that good stuff. Look at us on social. Give us a follow. Where?
On FFS, My Dad Is, on YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok.
There you go. That's it. All right, see you next time.
Sponsoring this series of FFS, My Dad Is Martin Kemp, is Norwegian Cruise Line, better known to some as NCL.
Right, well, look, Dad, listeners and watchers to this podcast will probably be feeling the English cold right about now.
I'll tell you what's not cold, Ro. In your mum's bedroom.
Whoa!
Oh, no, why? Well, look, we didn't need to know that. But look, good news. To escape the cold, NCL offers more opportunities to visit the Caribbean with 13 ships sailing the region this year.
Oh, we've seen it for ourselves now, haven't we, Ro? I am going to cherish those father and son memories forever. We were on board Norwegian Encore for a week and it had all the bells and whistles. I mean, what was your favourite part, Ro?
Yeah, I mean, we have to mention the Encore Speedway, one of the only racetracks at sea and an NCL exclusive experience.
Ah, for sure. But what about all the entertainment? There's the Choir of Man and even the nightclub.
Yeah, I mean, you really enjoyed the Beatles tribute band, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And the fact that they were even at the Cavern Club, which was actually inspired by the legendary Liverpool club, where the Beatles regularly performed. It was absolutely amazing.
Norwegian Cruise Line offers more with its brand new More at Sea package. More to see, more to do, more to enjoy.
FFS, My Daddy's Martin Kemp, is an Insanity Studios production. The head of production is Charlotte Mason. The head of digital is Ed Buckley. And the production assistant is Abby Sandler.